朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
但你知道吗？神可以做见证。
But you, as God is my witness.
我每一个月，我这个一点不敢偷懒的，我每一个月奉献$20，八百块钱。
Every month, I will tithe $20 to the church.
因为我已经侍奉上帝，
because,
我已经主把我定。
Because I have now been saved, the Lord has changed me.
我已经和神和好了。
I am now reconciled with God.
我是神的儿女啊。
I am now His son.
圣经告诉我们说，我应该侍奉上帝啊。
I should serve God, the Bible says.
我什么都不会做。
And I could not do anything.
奉献我会。
But at least I know how to tithe.
奉献二十块钱，
我。So I would tithe $20.
那个是我奉献$20了，差不多 cover 所有的弟兄姐妹。为什么？那个是个小教会呀。
It was a little church, and my $20 was more than all of the other brothers and sisters added together.
但是我也不会讲道。
But I cannot preach.
我会做一件事情。
But I can do one thing.
什么事情呢？
And what is it?
除了奉献敬
拜， Other than tithing,
我每一个礼拜天，我都是忠忠心心、快快乐乐、乐乐心心到教会去来招待人。
Every Sunday, I would be promptly there to usher the parishioners.
所以这个招待啊，是从那个时候开始，一直到现在，我还是招待人。
I learned how to usher up till today. I can still usher.
哪个弟兄姐妹，你看从这哪里进
来？ So anytime I see people coming in, I will be ushering.
我喜欢给他打招呼。
I love.To socialize with them.
如果我没给他打招呼，我心里就有点好像我什么就跟这个人打招呼。
If I don't say hello to the people, then as though something's wrong.
所以侍奉上帝啊
，to serve God.
弟兄姐妹们，我告诉你们、啊、
，I can tell you this.
今天在台上
，today as we stand here.
刚才做主席了
，or the person being the chairman, or leading a singing,
唱诗班啊
，or the choir.
在每个礼拜你们都回去了，有人啊，他们还不能回去啊。
There are many people at the end of service, they still cannot go home.
至少有十几位弟兄姐妹，我不告诉你在哪个房间里面，他们在领书啊。
I can tell you there are more than 10 people.
每一个礼拜天的奉献啊。
They cannot leave yet because they have to count all of the tithings and offerings.
我不告诉你哪个房间。
I will not tell you which room.
这个秘密的很啊。
So it's supposed to be secret.
哇呀，每个礼拜你打开了钟包来看，有20000块钱、30000块钱，有的时候有80000块钱。哇，我告诉你哦，不能告。
And I can tell you that we report the tithings and offerings every week, and these brothers and sisters faithfully carry out their duties. And there are more than 10 of them. Not just one or two, there are more than 10. They will there be counting and doing an accounting of all the offerings and tithings. If it's short by $5, repeat. Repeat.
再从第一个开始。
And they start from the first.
哎呀，我告诉你，你们已经回到家里吃好饭，已经要快要睡午觉，他们还在收钱。
You are now at home. You finish your lunch. You're about to go siesta, and they are still working.
刚才在那里做主席了，我们这是会主席。
A while ago, the chair of the board of deacons and elders.
我们江弟兄啊，不是江泽民啊，这个江泽民啊，江主席啊。
And that is JP.
哦，他。跟他的太太也是这个每一个月有一次轮流在那里数钱啊。
And they would take turns also to do the offerings and tithing.
侍奉啊
！This is service.
有人在厨房里头。
There are people in the kitchen.
哦，在那里洗盘子。
Who will be washing dishes?
这些都没有钱的。
These are all free of charge.
都是侍奉。
These are all service.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当侍奉。
You need to serve.
我就念让你们念三节圣经好了。
Three verses,
再讲下去，我没有时间了啊。
Three verses, then we go to the next point.
我们看路加福音第一章，
Luke
每个人都念。
Luke one,
每个人都把它写下来。
So read together, Luke one,
把它写下来。
And write it down.
All right,
Luke chapter one.
哎，再上去好不好 ？Luke chapter one, 没有吗？你们没有吗
？Luke chapter one,
不是。就是怎么到马可福音第一章去了？ 好了，我来来，我们翻路加福音第一章，来，找到没有？
Luke chapter 1。
路加福音你们一定找到了啊。好来，我请你们大家一起来念第七十四节，大家七十四七的五来。
Luke 1:74-75。
看见没有？
You see
我们从魔鬼的仇敌，从魔鬼的手中把我们救出来。
He has rescued us from the hand of the enemy.
我们还没有信主以前，我们是被魔鬼所捆绑的。
Because before coming to faith, we were bound by the devil.
我们没有自由。
We had no freedom.
我们只能去犯罪。
We can only sin.
我们撒谎。
We lie.
我们欺骗。
We cheat.
我们诡诈。
We scheme.
我们就去做那些
不
不应该做的事情。
All the evil things.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
我们信了主,
After coming to faith,
就把我们从仇敌魔鬼的手中
He has rescued us from the hand of the enemy.
干什么?
To do what?
下面怎么说? 好,
74,
大家一起来念。弟兄姐妹们，你是不是被魔？是不是主把你从魔鬼的手中救出来
？The question is, do you acknowledge that God has saved you from the hand of the devil?
我们是不是在神的面前与神？我们是在基督里头与神和好了
？Are we now reconciled with the Father through Jesus Christ?
我们是不是那在神的面前成为义人了
？Are we now made righteous in front of Him?
既然如此
，Since that is the case，
在路加福音第一章告诉我们说，我们每一个人应该侍奉上帝。
In Luke 1, it says that we all need to serve.
上上下下
All of you here, up and down.
男男女女
Whether you're male or female.
无论是牧师的
Whether you're pastors or evangelists.
我们的弟兄跟我翻译，那个时候他还只有二十几岁。
Yes, and I translated for the pastor's son now for 40 years.
40 years?
Yes.
你现在有六十岁没有？
有。
弟兄姐，这干什么？侍奉啊
！This is service.
侍奉啊
！This is serving the Lord.
哦，从前他还是指挥啊，事班指挥的，对不对啊
？He used to conduct the choir.
啊，礼拜六人家请他事班，从不去了。
And I will never socialize on Saturday night.
他就是要指挥。
Because of the choir practice.
忠心的指挥侍奉。
To serve God faithfully.
你可看见早晨很早的时候，我们的弟兄姐妹来了，就在那里啊，哪一个人是哦站在那哦这个收奉献，哪个人是在那收做招待的，都在
Very early in the morning.
准备啊。
Very early Sunday morning, you will see people coordinating the ushers and everybody serving.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人都有收。好，我请你们再看希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews 9.
找到了吗？
Hebrews
9. 打出来，来 ，All right， 大家一起念着啊，每个人大家念啊，
Hebrews 9.
大家念啊，神的话不是我的话哦，侍奉那永生的神啊
，To serve this living God，
除非你还没得救
，Unless you're not saved yet，
除非你没有主的生命
，Unless you do not have the life of God，
除非你没有将来的盼望
，Unless you do not have a future hope，
你不能侍奉。
You cannot serve.
你不配侍奉。
You will not deserve.
你不该侍奉。
You should not serve.
但是当我信了主以后
，But after coming to faith in Jesus Christ,
那我每一个人都应该。
Everybody needs to serve.
我再说
，Let me repeat.
不是做传道
，It is not to be a pastor. Not necessarily a pastor evangelist.
也不一定做牧师。
It does not mean you have to be a pastor. But you need to serve God.
侍奉这永生的。
You serve this living God.
第三处圣经。
And read the Bible.
十二章。
In chapter 12,
大家来读来，看见没有？神的话。
These are God's own words.
我们记录得到了那个不能震动的天国。
When you deal with the unshakable kingdom of heaven,
我们每一个人有那一个将来永生的盼望。
That is our eternal hope.
我们现在应该侍奉。
Right now, you need to serve.
那是理所当然。
Because that is reasonable.
那是应该的。
That is what it should be.
我再说。
Let me repeat.
我八十八岁。
At 88 years old.
我是倚老卖老的讲。
I'm willing to say this to you.
不是照着我自己的话。
I'm saying it not by my own words.
我要把最重要的神的话，就在2019年的早晨，礼拜一月份第三个礼拜，我告诉各位，我们每一个基督徒蒙恩的。 我们与神和好的，我们已经称义的基督徒，我们都应该甘心乐意。
I'm sharing you an important message from God, and that is all of us who are called to Him as His children, that we should all be serving Him willingly.
我请问各位
，Let me ask you all.
大家回答我啊
！And you reply to me.
你得救了没有
？Are you saved?
你得救了没有
？Are you saved?
你是不是个基督徒
？Are you a believer in Jesus Christ?
你是不是神的儿女？
Are you a son of God?
你是不是有把握你离开世界那个到神那里去
Do you have the assurance of going to heaven when you die?
有没有
Do you have that?
大声一点既然有
Since you are already
我们还没到神那里去以前我们在地上应该什么
Before going to heaven, we should serve him.
这一说你那边没有讲我没听见他们讲
We should,
应该什么
What we should do?
We should serve him. 上面我没听见就上面就上面的人
The people up there.
我们应该什么
We need to serve.
我应该侍奉
We need to serve.
应该侍奉好不好1月20号2019年
January 20th, 2019.
我们在神的面前因为神的话告诉我们说
We stand before God and say,
从现在开始
From here on in,
我要
I will serve him.
不是他
I want to serve him.
那是应该的
Because that is what I should do.
那是应当的
Because it is reasonable.
那是合理的
It is logical.
那是逻辑的
And
毫无逻辑的
it is something that we ought to do.
好第三点
The third point.
我们怎么侍奉
And how do you serve?
怎么侍奉
How do you serve?
我们说侍奉侍奉怎么侍奉
How do you serve?
王弟兄，你信主了吗？你在哪里信了主啊？国内信了主了，对不对？你要被侍奉啊？什么叫侍奉？读神学啊？读神学就是侍奉，但是你不读神学，你也是侍奉，对不对啊？每一个人都侍奉。
Everybody needs to serve.
我如果不是牧师。
If I'm not a pastor,
我退休了，我也要侍奉啊。
Even when I'm retired, I can still serve.
我不能说，哎呀，我退休了，七十岁退休，我在家里每天每天坐在这个沙发椅啊，摇来摇去，摇来去，一杯咖啡，两片面包，我很没有。
And now that I've retired at 70, I'll just sit in my rocking chair and drink coffee.
As long as I'm living, I'm there, still there.
我如果还活着的时候，
跑啊，
我要跑。
我要侍奉啊。
Because I'm going to serve.
感谢主
I thank God.
如何侍奉
So how do you serve?
怎么样侍奉
How do you serve?
保罗说
The Bible says,
弟兄们
He says, brothers,
我以上帝的慈悲劝你们
With the mercies of God, I urge you,
将身体献上
You offer your bodies as living sacrifices,
当作活祭
As living sacrifices,
是神所悦的
Because that is what's pleasing.
那弟兄姐妹们
So, dear brothers and sisters,
在这里告诉我们什么叫做侍奉
And here it defines service.
这个 define 就讲身体
It talks about the body.
身体献上，我们大家都知道，在旧约里头，以色列人他要敬拜神，他要侍奉神。
We all know that in the Old Testament, for the Jews to offer sacrifices to God, this will be a form of service.
如果你去看《利未记》书，《
In Leviticus,
有五个非常重要的。
There are five important offerings that the Jews have to do.
有燔祭。
There's the burnt offering.
有素祭。
The grain offering.
有平安祭。
The fellowship offering.
有赎罪祭。
The sin offering.
还有个赎愆祭。
And the guilt offering.
那弟兄姐妹们。他说：“这个讲身体献上，犹太人完全清楚。”
When Paul says you have to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, the Jews understood it.
什么叫讲身体献上
？What do you mean by to offer up your bodies as living sacrifices?
记得四个字。
Four things.
主权转让。
The four words in Chinese is to cede your authority to God.
把你的主权转让给上。
You cede the authority over your life to the Lord.
我把祭物献给神。
I would offer up my offerings.
这个牛。
This cattle.
这个羊。
This sheep.
本来是我的。
Was mine.
我现在要奉献。
I now give it.
我要献上。
I now offer it up.
然后这个。 这个牛这个羊不再是属我的。
So this offering animal is no longer mine.
这个牛羊是属于上帝。
Because it now belongs to God.
所以在这里告诉我们说。
Here it tells us.
保罗说将身体献上。
You offer up your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以在这里告诉我们说我将六件事情。
There are six things about how you serve.
将身体献上六件事情把它写下来。
You may write this down.
第一件事情。
Firstly,
那是全人的献上。
It is the entire being,
whole body,
the whole body, the entire being,
including your spirit and your mind, your everything.
是包括你的灵、你的魂跟身体。
弟兄姐妹是，不是说身体献上？这个有这个从前这个哲学家啊，这个希腊的哲学家，这个身体是个。
In the older Greek philosophy, they're saying that the body is really a corrupt.
It's useless.
It's a corrupt instrument. It is a little bit like a grave. The body is actually tying up this spirit or the soul.
在这里告诉我们，保罗说将身体献上，那是全部的献上。
So when Paul talks aboutoffering up as a sacrifice the whole person, it's the whole body, soul, and spirit.
第二
Second,
那是一个活活的献上。
It has to be a living sacrifice.
从前献上是死的献上。
In the past,the offering materials were all dead.
所谓是把它杀。
Because they have to kill the animal first before they can offer.
现在我们基督徒是活的。
Now, it is the living believer being sacrificed.
弟兄姐妹，请你记得一件事情。
Remember one thing.
活的是为主而活。
Living sacrifice means you are living for Christ on a daily basis.
罗马书。
In Romans
14章。
14。
你可不可以打出来
？In Romans 14:7-9.
大家来一起来进来。每一个基督徒，包括施约翰。
Every believer, including Johnson.
包括 Billy Graham.
Including Billy Graham.
虽然 Billy Graham 已经死了。
Although Billy Graham is dead.
我们每一个蒙恩的基督徒，无论是非洲啦、印度啦、日本啦、韩国啦，无论是什么肤色，我们都应该将自己献给上帝。
Every brother and sister, wherever you come from, we must offer us our living sacrifices to God.
活祭
the living sacrifice.
请听啊
，listen.
我怕我掉下来了啊。为主而。
A living sacrifice means to live for Christ.
大家说来，为主而活不是光在教会里头啊。
So when you live for Christ, you just don't do that only in church.
很多人呢、啊，为主而活都在教会里头。
Many people say I live for Christ, but only in church.
教会以外为自己而活。
But outside of the church, you live for yourself.
弟兄姐妹，不管你是在温哥华，或者是多伦多，或者纽约，或者日本，或者印度，或者你在什么地方，你是活的。
Wherever you are in the world, you are a living sacrifice for God.
你是为主而活。
You are living for Christ.
你是服侍上帝。
You are serving Him.
无论你在学校里头。
Whether you're in school.
无论你是在办公厅
or in the office,
无论是在厨房里头
or in the kitchen,
无论是你管小孩
or you're babysitting,
无论在 office,
or in the office,
我们是活的
we are living,
我们到那个地方
wherever we go,
就服侍上帝
we serve God,
我们不是死的
we are not dead,
这个旧约的献祭的
the Old Testament offering is a dead cattle,
牛是活的然后献上成为祭祭。
So when they take the cattle over, they kill it first before they offer.
我们今天基督徒是活的。
But we offer up the Christian as a living sacrifice.
你在哪里都要服侍上帝，活的。
So wherever you go, you are living for Christ.
为主而活。
You're living for Christ. Living for Christ.
每一个人
，No one，
你是为自己活。
Should live for yourself.
We
have to live for Christ.
第三件事情。
Then thirdly,
我们要什么呢
？What are we supposed to do?
我们要圣洁的。
We need to be holy, sanctified.
弟兄姐妹，这很重要。
That's so important.
我们要服侍上帝。
When you serve God,
我们必须要圣洁。
We need to be holy.
我听见一个牧师这样讲。
I heard a pastor say.
他也到我们教会里讲过这
话。He's preached in our church before.
我心里是不大舒服。
And I, when I hear it, I don't like this.
That's what I don't like this.
But I cannot say it.
因为他是客人，我是主人嘛。
Because he's the guest and I'm the host.
他说有一次啊。
He says once.
我们在台北讲道啊。
I was preaching in Taipei.
讲完了以后。
When we finished.
然后讲完了以后啊，这个受奉献了。
Then we collected the offering.
有一个人受奉献，明明是他没有来。
And that person who had needed to collect the offering, he did not show.
这个牧师在上面要受奉献，这个糟糕了，这个人没有来，怎么办呢？
The pastor was panicking, saying that we have one missing.
大家在那里唱了十唱四唱。
When people were singing.
这个牧师找来找去，这个人还没来。
And the pastor was saying, this usher has not showed up.
我看见那个人。
Then they saw this man.
那个人也看他。
And this man looked at him.
他就是你了。
He says, come over.
来了。
Come over.
这个姐妹啊。
The sister then said, me? No. Not me.
就是你。
She says, I am doing, I'm playing mahjong.
我常打麻将的，我怎么可以啊？
I play a lot of mahjong. I cannot collect the offering.
他说就是你。
Just you, come over.
我坐在那里，我心里不大舒服。
When I sat there, I did not feel comfortable.
我们服侍主要讲什么？讲最好的服侍，服侍。
When you serve God, you have to serve with the best.
我们要圣洁，对不对啊？
You need to be holy, sanctified.
对不对啊？我们不能带着。旧约的圣经里头告诉我们，献祭不能残废的。
We cannot, as in the Old Testament, you cannot offer up the blemished ones, the sick or the cripple or the weak.
我们要是完整的
，it has to be a complete,
最好的
，the best.
弟兄姐妹，当你要最好的，要圣洁的。
So when you are sanctified, you must be sanctified complete.
我在台湾做牧师的时候
，when I was a pastor in Taiwan,
常常。受奉献的弟兄姐妹，他们点数起来的时候，常常 complain。
Many times when the people counting the money would complain this.
我二十八岁的时候已经做一个很大的教会总牧师。
At 28, I was already pastoring a big church.
他说：“什么事啊？我们今天收到一张票子，这个只有半张票子。”
They say today, Pastor Sun, we received a bill or a money that is only half.
五十块钱一张，只有半张。
But we see a $50 bill, but it's only half.
我说你放心。
I say, rest assured.
下个礼拜五十块半张来了。
Next week, the other half will show.
为什么
？Why is this?
他要奉献25块钱，他没有啊。他说他把这个就是一半。
He wanted to offer up 25, so it cuts it in half.
还有呢
？What else?
还有在台湾呢
？In Taiwan.
你这个钱烂得不得了，用不出去了。
When the bill or currency is so it is so wrinkled and even the hotels don't want it.
这个饭店也不要了。
Even the restaurants don't
want it. 你什么地方不要了？
And everybody don't want it.
你给吃干都不要了。
And even the beggars do not want that crumpled old bill.
奉献给上帝最好。
Then you give it to the offering bag. Is it true?
我不是跟你讲这个实在在我。
These are all true things, and we've seen it in Taiwan.
弟兄姐，你今天我们奉献给上帝什么呀
？How do you offer up to God？
他的妈妈
，My mother，
就活在这个世界。
When she was still alive，
她在教会里做执事。
She was a deaconess at ECBC，
也会讲道
，and she could preach。
她是圣江是一个大学毕业的。
She graduated from Saint John's。
她每个礼拜天奉献的时候。他总是到银行里头去换新的票子。
Every time she would do the tithing and offering for Sunday morning, she will have to pick up the cleanest and the crispest bills.
干干净净。
The cleanest ones.
整整齐齐。
And nicely and neatly. That's how she offered.
我很受感动。
I was touched.
我在这方面不配啊。
In this way, I cannot compare.
是他。干干净净的，好。
But she's willing to be sacrificed. We don't have time.
好，没时间了。下面呢
？Continuing on.
一生的奉献。
It is to offer up for the whole life.
不是你今天奉献，明天不奉献。
It is not like you do it today and you don't do it next week.
那是说一生。
Service has to be continuous.
我给你们看一节圣经，你们可明白
？Read from this text.
申母耳记上第一章。
In 1 Samuel.
请你们大家看。
Read together.
好。我念给你们听啊
！I'll read for you。
哈拿心里愁说，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。七夜说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的哭泣，眷念不忘婢女，我赐给我一个儿子，我必使他什么？终身 lifetime 然后神给他一个儿子。
This is Hannah's prayer to the Lord that if the Lord answers her prayer, that she will dedicate her son.
稍微长大一点。
So when he was older,
他得。
Truly, she brought Samuel to,
27,
to the temple.
28, 大家来。
And in 27:28,
弟兄姐妹，终生就一生的。
So he, Samuel became a servant of God for the rest of his life.
是我心里最难过、最难过、最难过的。
And what causes me the greatest, deepest hurt?
做了牧师传道以后，后来在教会里遇见难处。
And that is sometimes a pastor, because of some unhappy thing in church, he would quit the pastoring.
去开店去了。
Then he goes into business.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是终身的服侍上帝。
When you serve him the rest of your life.
一生呢？
This is for the rest
不能改变啊。
You cannot change.
第五。
The fifth point.
那是感恩的奉献。
It has to be a service with thanksgiving.
主这样爱我。
The Lord has loved me so much.
为我牺牲。
Has sacrificed for me.
我把我自己感恩的。
With a thankful heart, I serve him.
将身体献给。
I serve him with giving my life and my body.
你服侍上帝的时候有没有谢谢上帝？
When you serve him, do you offer up your body?
你在这个教会里面，无论是受奉献也好，
whether collecting the offering,
无论是做招待也好，
or ushering,
无论是在唱诗班也好，
or singing in a choir,
你有没有感恩呢？
Are you thankful?
我们要感恩。
Are you thankful?
何等感恩的心！
You need to have a thankful heart.
最后，
final.
就要甘心的献上。
It has to be, of course, a willing sacrifice.
不是勉强的。
It should not be forced.
献的乐意的是神所喜悦的。
Because God is looking for a willing heart.
最后。
And my last point.
第四大点。
The fourth big point.
为什么要如此侍奉？
Why do you need to serve?
我的侍奉。
My service.
一个目的的
one purpose.
Only one purpose.
只有一个目的
is to make him happy.
要给上帝喜悦。
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
You have to serve him because it's reasonable.
是神所喜悦。
So that it will be pleasing to him.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我在教会也好，在无论到哪地方去。
Regardless of where you go,
我们服侍上帝。
We serve God.
我们是他做的喜欢。
We want to be pleasing to Him.
保罗说：“我现在是要得人的喜悦呢，还是得上帝的喜悦？”
Paul asked the question: Should I be pleasing to man or to God?
我如果是得人就得人的喜悦，我就不配做上帝的仆人。
He says, "If I'm seeking to please man, I am not worthy to please God."
你今天侍奉。
So when you serve,
领唱诗的,
when you sing in a choir,
受奉献的,
when you collect the offering,
做招待的,
when you usher,
无论做什么,
regardless of what you do,
我们不是要让许牧师喜欢,
the purpose is not to make it pleasing
Pastor Xu, 也不是让王牧师喜欢,
or for Pastor Wong to be pleased.
我们所侍奉乃是让神所喜欢,
we serve to please God,
to make God happy.
Okay, 上帝喜悦,
你愿不愿意?
What are you?
2019 January 20th. 神感动我。
God has moved me
把这篇信放
to share with you this message.
Are you willing to dedicate yourself to Him, to serve Him?
你愿不愿意献上自己
？Willingly, lifetime
是一生的，是自愿的。
愿不愿意
？Are you willing to?
爱我们。
How the Lord has loved us?
他为我们死了。
He has died for us.
圣经说我们应该为主而活。
The Bible says you have to live in return for Him.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing to do this?
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing to?
你愿意？
Are you willing?
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献？来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的 好果子。